pamuru abakwata NRC kulilesa mbusha kulembesha kukatala na mwadilembesha mu 2020 na ngula mkulembesha kwa achila nshita kabili na mkwata voters card yenu tamfu ilo kulembesha na kabili mwishitia hii ya kulembesha kusala baisi ze tibakula bombe milimwei ukulemba wa kasalaba pia ukupela wa voters card haya pia kubalufia haya onaika abale chinjo kwa kufotela ukulemba wa batilukirepo ukualululo bulembo no kufunya abafwa mwibuku nchende shaku lembe sashamo shikalai suwa pasta ya 8 hours ukika 17 hours chilabu shiku ukufunya kwa fiyansu kwa wako lembe shavade kukira kumbi lembe sheni lelo nisambu shenu kusala kwenu imbi laba miletele koni wa Electoral Commission of Zambia.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
We are taxpayer-focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative. And we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Makhebe Zulu files in to contest PF presidency. UPPZ leader offers government copper mine shares to solve illegal mining crisis. And US sanity past due MT at ending longest ever government shutdown. In sports news, Zambia under 17 set for group decider against Brazil. With the news in detail, I am Alex Siangam. Renewed constitutional lawyer and patriotic front PF presidential aspirant Makhebe Zulu has filed in his expression of interest to contest the presidency of the patriotic front at the party's secretariat in Lusaka. The event attracted scholars of loud supporters with an especially strong turnout from the youth. Speaking at the secretariat, Mr. Zulu questioned why Zambia's minerals should end up in foreign hands when Zambians can benefit from them. Mr. Zulu argued that the country cannot continue prioritizing foreigners for power when its own people and businesses are struggling to survive. He emphasized that Zambia is for all and he visions equal opportunities for all Zambians, not only one tribe, not only for the privileged, but for every citizen. Mr. Zulu insisted that government must protect the rights of its citizens to speak their mind even when it disagrees with them. He mentioned that freedom of speech should not require a passport. Every Zambian must be able to speak free within their own country. President of the State of Israel, Isaac Herzog, has arrived in Zambia for a two-day state visit at the invitation of his Zambian counterpart, President Hakainde Hichilema. President Herzog, who arrived this morning, was received at Kenneth Kaunda International Airport by President Hakainde Hichilema. The visit reciprocates President Hichilema's state visit to the State of Israel in June 2023 and reaffirms the commitment of the two countries to further enhance their existing bilateral relations anchored on mutual respect and shared aspiration for sustainable development. During the visit, the two heads of states are expected to hold bilateral talks at State House within the framework of the General Framework Agreement of Cooperation signed in 2023. The discussions will focus on strengthening collaboration in key areas such as agriculture, health, education and technology, as well as trade and investment. President Hichilema and Herzog are also expected to exchange views on regional and global matters of mutual interest between the two countries, including the areas of peace and security. United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia UPPZ leader Charles Chanda has announced that he is willing to give the government 50% of his Kitwe 180 copper mine. The offer aims to help tackle the ongoing problem of illegal miners in the area commonly referred as Jarabos. Mr. Tanda says the collaboration between his company and the government could help address the challenges facing not only the mining sector but the economy at large. He emphasized that a systematic agreement is essential for the partnership to succeed. Chanda proudly claims to be the only Zambian with a licensed mine in Kitwe, making his offer particularly important. He has highlighted that many Zambians possess valuable ideas that could lead to permanent solutions for the country. However, he has expressed hindrances over what he describes as unnecessary gatekeeping that prevent individuals from meeting with top government officials, including President Hakainde Hichilema.
I can help with the issue of the Jerabos. What they need is something they can use. At the moment, I am the only Zambian who has a copper mine in Kitwe. I have a 180 hectares land which has got copper, and I'm prepared to surrender 50% to the Jerabos if we can find a way of working systematically. So what I'm saying is that the government must reach out to me. Let us resolve this issue of the Jerabos. They need food on the table.
The Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Jack Mwembu, has condemned the riot and acts of arson that disrupted President Hakainde Hichilema's address to marketeers at Chimwempala Market in Chingola on Saturday. Mr. Mwembu confirmed that while the President was addressing residents, some unruly individuals began rotting shops within the market, forcing security officers to intervene. The mob later turned violent, attacking vehicles and setting a Zambia police Land Cruiser ablaze. The minister says the situation posed a direct threat to the life of the president and described the incident as an attempt to create anarchy in the country. He warned that government will not tolerate any form of unlawless, adding that those involved will face the law.
We will not tolerate such lawless. The Zambia Police Service and other security wings will, therefore, take very decisive action on the perpetrators and sponsors of that heinous act. In the meantime, we call on the nation to remain calm as we conduct thorough investigations. Our assurance to all law-abiding Zambians is that we will ensure that only the lawbreakers are brought to book. In relation to this unacceptable incident from Chingola, in conclusion, let me thank President Hakainde Hichilema as the Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces.
The Oasis Forum, a consortium comprising the church, civil societies, and the legal professionals, have threatened to protest against the proposed Constitution Amendment Bill 7 on Black Friday, November 28. Speaking during the press conference on behalf of the consortium, Law Association of Zambia LAZ President Mangasani Zulu says the consortium will undertake a nationwide campaign to encourage the wearing of black ribbon, placing of black card discs to signify mourning for constitutional integrity. Mr. Zulu says the Oasis Forum will write to all the members of parliament to remind them of their constitutional duties to protect national interest and public will, and urge them not to support an amendment bill that undermines constitutional principles. The LAZ president has since notified the nation that the consortium is writing to the Inspector General of Police, notifying him of their plan to conduct a march past against Bill 7 at Independence Avenue from Freedom Statue to State House on Friday 28, November 2025.
As the same is only being legitimized using the technical committee appointed to consult the people and draft amendments to the constitution. In an effort to build momentum against the current reform process by the UPND government, the Oasis Forum is today relaunching the Coalition Against Bill 7, which it initially launched on the 16th of June 2025 as a crusade to be led by Oasis Forum to highlight the dangers and oppose the current narrow, non-inclusive, and election-centered reform process being undertaken.
The Minister of Tourism through the Department of National Park and Wildlife, DNPW, in partnership with the Barotse Royal Establishment, BRE, and Africa Park Network, has held the ceremonial release of 50 hartebeests in Lower Plain National Park.